Dating Podcast with Shasha Heath. I'm your host, Samarpita Datta, who is actually not Shasha Heath, even though this podcast is with Shasha Heath. I have decided to take over the podcast just for one episode. This is the podcast where we usually compare film remakes with their source material. This is our monthly episode where we bring you all the latest Bollywood news as well as all the trailers for upcoming Bollywood movies. Joining me today is entertainment blogger and podcaster extraordinaire, Shah Shahid. Welcome, Shah.
Hello. How are you today? Ooh,
you sound like you're in a bad mood. Why is that?
Well, under the court of Twitter, I screwed up some Bollywood gossip a couple of weeks ago, so now I had my show taken away from me. How would you feel?
Yes. Oh, I feel amazing, just because, you know, I get to school you on factual gossip.
Ugh. 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 That's all I have
if
to that's say to
that. If factual gossip can be considered a thing.
Yeah, I don't think that is. I think that's an oxymoron. I mean, I was so upset based on the Twitter reaction from the June show. I took a whole month off. I'm like, I can't face this sort of, you know, trial by Twitter situation. I can't do this anymore. And then you're like, I'll do it. I'm like, oh, okay, sure.
You had to take a whole month off and go all the way to Bangladesh
right.
to get over it.
I went soul searching deep. And it took me
you
all the way back home.
You went to find yourself.
Right. I'm like, how do people gossip? I need to discover the nuances of gossiping. So what best way to find out gossip than to go back home to the motherland, hang out with like Auntie G's for like a good 2 weeks?
I was just about to say the
I've
best
I've got
way
gossiping
to out.
Down now. Although again, my 2 weeks absence means I know nothing that's going on, which isn't much of a change from usual.
Right. Well, let's clue you in then about what's going on. So, starting with Bollywood news. Well, let's start with gossip, actually, since, you know, I'm hosting for today. So the big news of the moment, Shah, is that Priyanka Chopra has walked out of the big Salman Khan film, Bharat. Did you know about that?
I know about that only through punchlines of jokes that I didn't understand for a really long time.
On Twitter?
On Twitter, yeah. Everyone's just like, there's Nick Jonas and Jalebi jokes, and I'm like, what's happening? And yeah, so apparently she's getting married to, or they are engaged apparently, and therefore she walked out of Salman Khan's Bharat. Is that what it is?
Well, basically what happened was there was a chronological series of events. The first was that there was news leaked by one particular website that said that Priyanka Chopra had walked out of Bharat. Leading up to that, nobody had any idea. Like, there was literally no news of it whatsoever. Everybody was expecting Priyanka to start shooting for Bharat in literally a few days. Like, she walked out of the project literally with less than a week to go before she started shooting for the film. Okay. And then I think Bollywood Life leaked it initially on Twitter, but I think it was the Ahmedabad Mirror that first carried the reports of it in print. And then on social media, it was Bollywood Life. And then I think within a day, and then people, you know, people didn't really take it seriously because they're like, oh, it's some, you know, it's the Indian media doing the most as usual.
Right. Clickbaity stuff. Yeah.
Clickbaity stuff. And then, you know, it's really just like a small byline that they make a whole article out of, basically.
Right.
You know, the Indian media and how they are.
Right.
And then Ali Abbas Zafar, who's the director of Bharat, tweeted saying, yes, Priyanka Chopra is no longer in this film. And she informed us in the nick of time. The fact
with,
is, With Nick being capitalized. And then, you know, he made it seem like it was completely amicable. And he said, oh, congratulations to Priyanka. And we wish you lots of love and happiness ahead. Which obviously hints at something very, you know, like a big life event happening.
Right.
And the fact that he capitalized Nick with a capital N made it seem like, you know, she'd gotten engaged to him, basically. And that was when
Or at
Twitter
least he was the reason that she was leaving the movie, basically, right?
Well, yeah, basically, that was the reason that she was leaving the movie. And then Twitter went berserk. Like, literally, my timeline
Really? Does
was...
Twitter do that, Sam? Because I've never had any experiences with Twitter going berserk.
Well, you follow the wrong people, Shah.
Based on what happened last month... Apparently, I do not follow the wrong people, Sam. I follow all the right people that are right there to tell me I was wrong instantly.
Okay, yeah. No, but I think if you follow fan accounts
Right.
and
Yeah, no, I
you
don't
know
do that.
stan
Yeah.
accounts, yeah, they went berserk. And then then what happened was that People magazine tweeted about it. So, I mean, as in terms of credibility, I think People magazine has a lot more credibility than Bollywood Life,
Right, for
obviously.
sure.
Yeah. And they tweeted saying that Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra are engaged, and that was when the internet went digging. And I mean really like digging. I cannot even, I don't know if you follow my Instagram stories, but I was so amused by this. We have Indian channels at home, and this is the Indian media doing the most. 24/7 news channels in India were reporting about it. Like literally, they had like
Wow.
footage on loop of Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas.
Jeez. Okay. So and so right now, like, do we have confirmation, or is this still like
No, we don't have confirmation. That's the thing. Neither party has commented on it. They've both been silent on Twitter. Well, okay, Priyanka's been silent on Twitter. I don't follow Nick Jonas, so I wouldn't know, and I haven't gone looking, you know? But neither party has commented on it, and multiple news sources are reporting that they are engaged.
Right.
What's happened on the work front is that the producer of Bharat has come forward, and he said that it was very unprofessional of Priyanka to do that just because she was getting married, you know, that sort of stuff. And obviously there's all the news reports that come out in the Indian media with sources close to the actor say. So there are sources close to Salman Khan
Right.
saying that Salman is pissed off and he's vowed never to work with Priyanka again. And then sources close to Priyanka are saying that Priyanka left Bharat because her role wasn't good enough. And, you know, there's all this sort of speculation. What I want to touch on, though, is do you think. I mean, I think this is a pertinent discussion because how professional is it to leave a movie less than a week before you're about to shoot for it?
Yeah, so that's kind of, I mean, like, okay, so the sort of fan reaction that I've seen, in my limited sort of scope, is a lot of people just kind of applauding, Priyanka Chopra. The reaction that I've seen has been very much like, good for her walking out of a Salman Khan movie, which, again, I don't technically disagree with. Like, my reaction of Priyanka Chopra doing Bharat was very much like, to hell, why? Like, why is she gonna do a movie where she, by all, statistical sort of patterns, is gonna play second fiddle to Salman's character? Like, why would she do that? She's a big name in Hollywood now. She was gone for like 2 years. Like, why is she coming back with this movie? Why not a movie of her own where she's the star? So yeah, I agree with that reaction of her leaving Bharat. Yay, good for you. But yeah, if you actually take a look beyond, okay, well, I like Priyanka, I don't like Salman. She's getting engaged. Great, good for you. You get to decide when you're gonna get married. So it's not like, oh, my marriage dates are conflicting with this movie that I've promised to do months ago. So you could have easily worked around that, especially when, again, you've made a commitment, and your commitment in for a movie means money. That producer has banked on your name to sell this movie. So yeah, I don't think it's professional at all.
No.
And I mean, and especially because if she had problems with the movie, then walk out. Like, I would rather you walk out, because that, to me, I respect that more, because it's like, hey, the movie that you narrated to me is not what's happening, and this is not what I signed up for. So that, to me, shows more professional, like, courage to walk out of something that you were kind of misled to, than to say it's for something else, personal, because that just seems like an excuse, and not a good one, really.
Well, I mean, to me, the thing is, I mean, if you're going to get down to the nuts and bolts of it, right? If she was dissatisfied with the length of her role, and I've read, you know, one of those sources close to the actor say reports, and they basically touch on how initially, when Priyanka was given the script narration, she was pretty happy with her role because it was pretty much, you know, the same length as Salman Khan's role. Like, it was
Right.
literally going to be when she met him and married him to when, like, you know, 50 years down the track or whatever time period the movie
Right.
goes over. Yeah. So it was going to be as long as that. And then they added Disha Patani to the cast. And then they added Tabu to the cast. And then they added Nora Fatehi. Who
Oh, the
is
Dilbert girl from.
The Dilbert girl from Sakhi Mujahideen, yeah, she's been added to the cast as well. And I read reports where it kept saying that she was getting more and more dissatisfied with the fact that more and more people were being added to the cast. So she felt like she was going to be sidelined, which is fine. I mean, you can have
That's
that
a
sort of
valid concern,
concern.
yeah.
Yeah, that's a valid concern, but would you not at least talk it over with the director? Would you not go, hey, look, just checking in, is my role still the same? Because, I did sign on this movie with the impression that I was going to have a huge role. Is it going to be cut, cut down? Because I would not be happy. I mean, okay, of course, we don't know exactly what happened. We don't know the conversations that took place, sorry. We don't know what went down, but I mean, it just seems to have been too sudden because the thing is, usually the way the PR machinery works is that if there will be discussions being had about the length of the role and all of that, there's usually some sort of leakage somewhere. You know what I mean? Like somebody will leak some information saying, oh, so and so is dissatisfied and they've had a bit of back and forth and blah, blah, blah. There was no news like that leading up to the news that she exited at all.
And it seems weird too that just coming back to like what we were originally talking about, leaving a movie because you're engaged,
Is different to leaving a movie because you're dissatisfied with the role.
Because again, if you're dissatisfied, that amicable or otherwise, I don't know if she talked to the director. And again, even if she did, and let's say it just didn't work out, that to me seems like something you can defend easier as well in your working relationship, in your working life going forward. You can easily defend that saying, well, hey, the role wasn't what she signed up for. End of discussion. It doesn't sour your relationship with the, other directors or in the industry or anything else like that. But if someone's going to hire you going forward, and knows that, hey, if she has the next big life event, that she can just walk out of my movie mid-production, like, doesn't that isn't that doesn't that seem worse for Priyanka for that to be the reason than this other thing, despite
I
how
mean,
much controversial?
yeah, look, the thing is, though. Having observed celebrities for a certain amount of time, I can say that no publicity is bad publicity, to
Ugh.
be honest.
Ugh.
Like, no, but it is the game, right? Like getting in the news, getting into the news for being engaged is far more is going to be far more like clickbaity type articles for publications. Like there will be far more interest in her engagement than you know what I mean?
I get what you're saying, but and this is now coming full circle to why I don't like this kind of stuff in the first place. Because now we're talking about the fact that an actress thinks that her being in the media for something personal is at the expense of something professional is more important? Like, that's crazy talk. The fact that we're
No.
saying that, yeah, fans will follow that more, fans will like her more and watch her movies more if she's in the media because of something personal, while she's literally screwing over her professional working career for that, seems dumb to me, personally.
It is dumb. It is dumb. But I mean, okay, I'm not trying to play devil's advocate or anything, but the thing is, the reason why people started speculating about her engagement in the first place was because Ali Abbas Zafar said, tweeted what he did. Like that tweet was carried by People magazine, and they were the ones to break it in the West,
Now,
right?
okay, so was that the first indication that she left because of the engagement? So do you think, I'm going to put on my gossip and speculatory hat now. So do you think he was doing that on purpose to shade her? Like, that, oh, she left because she's getting engaged, how unprofessional, but good for her! You think
Well,
that was
that's
the
what this.
attempt?
I think that was what the intention was. I mean, it sounds like it's trying to come off all amicable, but it's definitely saying, "Oh, look, she left the movie because she's going to get
Which
married."
is great for her, but then other people hear it and go, wait, what? That's pretty unprofessional of her.
Exactly. See what I'm trying to say?
I get it, I get it.
And then literally
Sorry,
the
I'm not
next
schooled in these things, so.
And then the next day,
That
you're
seems
too
shitty, though.
pure, Shah. You're too pure.
I'm so naive, I don't know how this world works.
We should wrap you in bubble
I'm just a small time boy in Mumbai trying to make it.
literally the next day, the producer of Bharat basically said, this is his, like, his exact quote. He said, oh, she left the movie to go get married. It is a little unprofessional. That is what they said. So basically, they're the ones outing her engagement. Priyanka herself did not, and that's the producer saying that was the day after.
Now, do you think that's why they haven't officially confirmed either? Because, I mean, if you were engaged, especially in this day of social media where they're tweeting everything, it would make sense. If they were legitimately engaged, why hide it? Why not just kind of have this cutesy announcement on Instagram or something like that? Do you think that's probably why they've covered up? Because other people are using that to showcase how unprofessional she is?
I definitely think so. And of course, like, Stan Twitter being Stan Twitter, someone found a picture of her flying into Mumbai wearing a diamond ring on her right hand. Mm. And they were like, oh, that's her engagement ring. And she was wearing it on her right hand. And then because, you know, the paparazzi, the way they shoot pictures is they take a continuous stream of pictures and you can see the progression as they're walking. So she's wearing a diamond ring on her right hand, puts it into her, puts her hand into her, like, jeans pocket, like, and then she takes out her hand and you can see the rings twisted, so you see the band at the top, and so people are like, oh my god, she was trying to hide her engagement ring. So there's all this, like, speculation going around. But this is, by the way, I literally just saw this, like, a few minutes ago, so I should, like, this is a new development. Breaking news live on the Split Screen podcast. There's apparently some news that Priyanka Chopra has been given a big, big Hollywood project, which was clashing with Bharat, and she chose... Yeah. But the thing is, it's so vague. It's from the only publication or the only website I'm seeing this carry is peepingmoon.com. I don't know if they're a reliable website at all.
That just sounds
like a porn
website. Like, what is Peeping Moon? What?
I don't know. Don't ask me. But this is an exclusive exclusive news. Yeah.
Now, regardless of the reasons, what is the likelihood that you think that they are genuinely engaged?
I definitely think there's a high possibility. I mean, I don't think a publication, like if it was just Indian news publications leaking this, I'd be like, oh, whatever. Like, you guys you guys have no credibility whatsoever. But the fact that People Magazine, EW, Entertainment Weekly are carrying this news is pretty, you know, it seems pretty serious to me. And I mean, she was photographed with a diamond ring on, even if it was on her right hand, but she obviously didn't wear on her left because obviously not to make it obvious that she was engaged. Yeah.
How long have they been dating?
2 months.
It's weird for me to, so I have a question for you. I saw some, you know, I saw some pictures of them together as well. When was that event? Okay, so you can tell me better. When was that event where she wore that massive trench coat dress thing?
Oh, that was in 2017. Right. So that was in the Met Gala in 2017.
Yes, that's what that thing is.
Yeah, so she and Nick Jonas came together to the Met Gala because they were both invited by Ralph Lauren.
Sure.
So they were both Ralph Lauren's guests to the Met Gala. And she said she came on Jimmy Fallon's show. What's his show called? I don't know.
The Tonight Show, I think.
Yeah, she came on The Tonight Show, and he asked her about it, and she said, oh, you know, we were just introduced by someone backstage or something, whatever. But and then since they were both going as Ralph Lauren's guests, he said, like, oh, maybe we should just go together. So they just went together and then photographed together.
Split the Uber cost. That makes sense.
Yeah. Although they come in limousines, so.
Sure. Uber XL. Why not?
Uber XL.
Isn't that possible that they were dating from that long ago? Because
no, because
2 months seems like kind of a whirlwind romance. A lot of which was spent in India, also, wasn't it? like a good 2 weeks of it. So
No, but the thing is, at the time that they were photographed together in 2017, nobody actually, there weren't any news reports or anything like that. Like, the thing is, obviously there's a lot of profitability to be perceived as being dating, right? But nobody, none of their PR teams leaked anything about them dating.
Okay, but it's still possible that they were without us.
I mean, yeah, totally. It could have been, yeah.
Not, you know, if we were to live in the world where lack of news reports didn't mean lack of it happening, it is a possibility, right?
It is a possibility, but they had never been photographed. They hadn't. They weren't photographed together at all after the 2017 Met Gala until they started being photographed together 2 months ago.
But still, I'm saying, in a world without paparazzi and blind items, things can still happen without it being in the media, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it is possible. So, yeah.
All right, let's. I think that's enough on Priyanka and Nick Jonas. I do have to say, I read some hilarious tweets online. I don't know about their wedding. It was genuinely funny when I knew the context. I'm so sorry I can't credit any of these people because they were just random tweets that I read online.
Yeah, and you just came across them somehow.
I think one of them was that. About Nick Jonas eating a jalebi at his own wedding and saying, this is spicy.
It's spicy, yeah.
I died. I was dying on the floor. And I think there was also another one. I think the best one was someone saying that I can't wait for Nick Jonas's expensive designer shoes to be stolen at his wedding. And then Priyanka Chopra having to explain that petty theft and extortion
and
are
extortion.
Part of the Indian wedding culture. I died.
That tweet has actually been shared by BuzzFeed India as well, so
yes.
It's gone viral. I saw another one which said, "Oh, Pariniti Chopra will have to steal Nick's shoes."
Yep. Listen, if all we're gonna get out of this is amazing jokes like these, I'm here for it. I'm good.
We're all for it.
All right, what's the next piece of Bollywood gossip that I've missed out on?
Right, okay, so it was Katrina Kaif's birthday about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and as is usual now, everybody wishes each other publicly, so a whole bunch of people wished Katrina Kaif publicly, and one of them was Alia Bhatt, who actually put up an image on her Instagram stories. Now, what's interesting is that, you know, it contained the usual, oh, happy birthday, Katrina, blah, blah, blah. And it was a picture of the two of them from a behind-the-scenes shot on when they shot for an episode of Vogue BFFs. I don't know if you know what that show is, Sha.
Of course, I follow that all the time.
Okay,
no,
that's
good
then.
I have no idea.
So Vogue magazine, Vogue India has like this like web show. Like, it's basically like a TV show they have called Vogue BFFs. And it's just two people that are friends that come on the show and they just discuss fashion and stuff. So Katrina Kaif and Alia Bhatt had come on for an episode together, and they have been, I mean, very friendly with each other in the past. They even did that, you know, that tour that Pariniti, Katrina, Alia, Siddharth Malhotra, Varun did around America.
That show.
I forgot the name of it, but yeah, they traveled all around America. So
I remember they had a lot of. I mean, the three of those girls. I think it was Alia, Katrina, and Pariniti. They had a lot of sort of workout videos that they
did on social media
during those moments.
They've been so. Alia and Katrina especially have been friendly since that time.
Okay.
And what people missed. A small detail on that image was that Alia had somehow managed to put in a gravestone with my youth written on it with a candle on top, and it was a small GIF or GIF, I don't know how the fuck you pronounce that word.
Yeah, one of those sort of poster sticker things, right?
Right. And you really had to look for it, but of course, Stan Twitter being Stan Twitter, someone actually looked for it, and they found it, and then you have to zoom in to see it. And everybody perceived it as throwing shade at Katrina. I have my own thoughts on this, but I want to know your thoughts. What do you think?
Oh my god. Okay. I have to be like, I care about this, right? To like talk about this.
You
okay,
have to pretend that you care about this.
Well, Sam, okay. I've looked at this image left and right, up and down, And I honestly, I have to say, I can't even do it. I don't really get it. I don't. This to me seems like a very sort of obviously the grave with the candle and this my youth thing just sounds like a self-deprecating joke that, oh, my youth is dead, as in I'm older. Or I mean, I don't understand how this is shade. I mean, to be honest, I don't understand how shade really works all that well. So you might have to contextualize all of this for me.
You're just a very nice boy.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't. Wrap. Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, if we know they've been friendly in the past, if we know they're, you know, friends enough to even go on this show as BFFs, I don't. Again, explain. I don't understand how you could perceive this as somehow insulting Katrina. I don't get it.
So Katrina and Aaliyah obviously have a new connection between them now, and that's Ranbir.
Oh my god. Okay. Yes.
And Katrina, Aaliyah is 10 years younger than Ranbir. Ranbir and Katrina are the same age. Katrina is therefore also 10 years older than Aaliyah. So Aaliyah saying RIP my youth on Katrina's birthday is sort of throwing shade at her for being, you know, quote unquote old.
Because if she thinks she's old and Katrina's older than her, then okay, sure.
No, well, not sure. Because she thinks she's old, but just that because Katrina, you know, is 35.
No, I get it. That, yeah, like, it's like again, if I went up to someone older and were like, oh, man, I feel so old, and that person is genuinely older than me, they'd be like, wait, well, if you feel old, like, what am I supposed to take that as? Like, I guess that's what the sentiment is that people are getting upset about.
Well, it just felt a bit shady considering, okay, so there's been a bit of a, I guess we were just going to talk on this, touch on this in a little while anyway. So anyway, let's just talk about it now. But Ranbir and Aaliyah are allegedly, apparently, together. I don't know if you want to take that seriously or not, but Ranbir apparently confirmed that in a GQ interview. He said that it's quite new still, so he just wants to let it work out and, you know, let it do its own thing and that sort of thing. There's a lot of speculation that their relationship is for PR to drum up interest for their trilogy, the Brahmastra trilogy that's being shot in Bulgaria right now. And, you know, I don't know if you were following the promotions for Sanju, but, you know, Ranbir was saying a lot of things in interviews that just made you go, oh my God. One of the things he said was that love is the best thing in the world and that it makes water taste like sherbet.
I don't, what?
which just made, you know, obviously Twitter being Twitter, there were all these
writing
memes.
These lines for him. What?
I don't know. He said that in an interview with Anupama Chopra, because she asked about it.
Okay.
And then he just said, oh, you know, love makes water taste like sherbet. And then, you know, there were all these jokes. And like one person, I found this hilarious, by the way, and you might agree, considering, you know, we're both married people. You know, they said, oh yeah, water tastes like sherbet before marriage. And after marriage, even sherbet tastes like water.
Yeah, all right.
but, you know, there were all these, like, jokes and stuff about it. So it's just something that seems to be fairly exaggerated. Also because, you know, Aaliyah is now giving interviews where she's like, oh, I always thought I'd be married at 30, but I may get married sooner than that. And there were all these, like, PR drop articles about them getting married in 2020, not to mention the Kapoor family. Ranbir's parents seem to love Aaliyah. They're always commenting on her Instagram, even his sister.
Yeah,
that sort of stuff. So there's a lot of speculation about his whole family coming together to support this relationship, again, quote unquote, because we don't know if it's for PR or not. There are a lot of reports that it is for PR.
Right.
And then Katrina seemingly chimed in on it with a really vague Instagram post where she said, I will see it when I believe it, or I'll believe it when I see it. Alluding to, you know, whether it was real or not.
Right.
And then,
but wouldn't,
you know,
she know more than us if something like that was going on?
Yeah, of course she would. But I guess, I don't know, because we don't actually know how close she is to... She's. I guess she doesn't talk to Ranbir anymore, so it's not like she can go up to him and ask him.
But no, but I'm saying, like, wouldn't she, as a person that you know, is a part of this circle and personally knows these people and players involved, wouldn't she have more of an inkling than us? Because that's kind of where my position is, too. I'm like, oh, well, I mean, first of all, I don't care. But I would also be like, oh, well, if they're dating, great. Well, if they're dating, they're dating. And instead of speculating, if they announce that they're dating, that's when I'm going to believe that they're dating. So it's hard for me to believe that Katrina Cave would have that same sentiment when she's in that inner circle. And even if she doesn't know personally, I'm sure she knows people that firsthand know Ali and Manbir that could confirm that, oh, yeah, they're hanging out a lot. They're seeing each other a lot. It's not a PR thing. Like, they're legitimately going out.
I'm sure. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that she can't, like, you know, still sort of make her feelings on it known.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't even understand why this is a thing. Two people are dating. Their families are supporting it. Like, why is this a thing? Why can't we just be like, oh, great, I can't wait to see them in a movie together and their chemistry. Like, maybe that. Like, maybe that could be possibly my only emotional reaction to this. That, oh, hey, cool. If they are dating, I'm curious to see how this real-life chemistry translates on screen. Which, by the way, getting into a bit of a filmy speculatory mode, couples that have always done movies together in Bollywood, more often than not, have flopped. So this PR bullshit never doesn't make sense to me, that whole link up of, oh, if they're dating, people will...
Wait. Okay, so I'm thinking about this now. I'm thinking, okay, Priyanka Chopra, Shahid Kapoor, Kameena, Teri Meri Kahani. Teri Meri Kahani was a flop. Kameena was critical. Kameena was
not bad, yeah.
Kameena was not bad. Have they done any more movies together apart from those two?
No, I don't... Not as far as I can remember. Shahid also did a movie with Kareena when they were dating, which was Fida, which flopped and tanked huge.
Yes, Jab We Met was huge, but Jab We Met was a huge hit, but they broke up in the middle of the shoot for that film.
Which again,
that's right. And then
breaking
they also
up seems to be more the formula.
Yeah, exactly.
Or not being linked together.
36 Chinatown was a flop. Okay, so that's Ajay Devgan and Kajol. They're a married couple.
You, Me, or Hum was, I think, the movie that he directed, which was a flop with them. I don't know if their movies earlier were hits or not.
Pyar Kiya Toh Darna. No. Was it Pyar Kiya Toh Darna?
Pyar Toh Hona Hi Tha.
Pyar Toh Hona Hi Tha,
I think that was a hit. But I don't know if they were dating.
Sorry, Pyar Kiya Toh Darna Kiya was Kajol and Salman. Yeah, that's right. Sorry. Right?
I don't know if Pyar Kiya Toh Hona Hi Tha, I think, was a semi-hit, but I don't know if they were dating at the time.
Okay.
Then you've got movies like, I think Kareena and Saif did Kurban after they
which
were
was
married.
Which was a flop.
Which
yes.
flopped. Anyways,
yes.
there's a huge thing about couples going out that make movies that flop.
I'd actually never thought about like, you know, doing like a statistical analysis, but now that you're kind of pointing that out to me, I'm like, actually, yes.
There might be, I mean, again, I'm not going to stake my claim and say every single one, but there might be some outliers definitely, but most movies where a couple that is currently dating during the making of the movie, and so everyone's like, oh my god, this is going to be so awesome, they're a real life couple, has flopped. Majority of the times.
Yeah. So. And also, like, a lot of Bollywood's most beloved, like, Jodis have been people that work well together but are not romantically involved with each other. Like, Shah Rukh Khan and Juhi Chawla, they had so many hit movies together. Didn't date. Shah Rukh Khan and Kajol, you know, like, they dated so many movies together, have not dated. Yeah. Shah Rukh Khan and Madhuri Dixit, again, so many movies together. They've done well, not
Katrina
dated.
Katrina
and Akshay, they've done so many movies together.
I think every one of their movies has been, like, a hit, as far as I know.
I think so.
And I think Katrina and Akshay and Priyanka, too, which, again, we'll risk of going into, like, rumor mills again. But there's a lot of shit between them, too, and all their movies were successes between them, and then they stopped working together for whatever reason. I don't want to get into that. I don't want to get into gossip. Let's move on.
I was about to say.
Enough Priyanka and her love... non-love life. Moving on.
Okay, so, like, I mean, I'm just having a lot of fun, like, just needling this out of you because you hate gossip. But do you think Alubir are real?
First of all, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. I'm glad one of us is enjoying themselves. First of all, the thing Alubir just sounds like something you put in biryani to me. Okay, I don't...
Ranlia is their other name, ship name. Ranlia.
Okay, so Ranbir and Alia, as individuals, should be referred to by...
The ship name.
Yeah, I don't really care. I mean, yeah, I don't. First of all, okay, so I like Ranbir as an actor. I think he's had a weird string of directors that are able to get performance out of him. I think he's very much a guy that needs the right director to perform well. I've admired him more since I found out that he's in real life a very weird and awkward person. Like, I started looking at his interviews after I started meeting you guys and you know, on Twitter and stuff like that. And his interviews are so off. Like, he's so uncomfortable, which is unlike majority of the personalities he plays on screen. Like, he's always the charming romantic hero guy. So I've admired him more after discovering that, because I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, a guy that's so awkward in real life can turn it on and just be so charming on screen, because he's like uncomfortably awkward in interviews. Like,
he doesn't even make eye contact with the interviewer. Half the time he's looking at the floor.
I've asked this on Twitter too, and I'm like, he looks like every interview he does, someone like literally beat him with a stick 5 minutes before the camera's turned on.
I mean, I think even Asim Burney, he picked that up as well. Like, there was some interview which Ranbir gave. This was like for the promotions of Sanju, and Asim pointed that out. He's like, why is he looking at the floor the entire time? Yeah. And that's his thing. Like, he just can't make eye contact with the interviewer, and he's super awkward. I think he really doesn't like that sort of aspect to being in the profession that he is. The whole, like, having to sweet talk to the media, you know, giving interviews, just showing up. And he's had, you know, has notoriously been media unfriendly in the past. Right. Like, there have been incidents where he's like punched photographers and that sort of stuff and destroyed their equipment. Well, and he's actually done that.
The promotions for Tamasha even make fun of that when he's like not on social media, he can't get the website of the movie. Like, there was this whole bit, videos that he did with the director.
The Facebook
and with,
Live. Yes, I remember
where
that.
Where he didn't know what the website was, he didn't know what the Twitter handle of the movie was. And then Imtiaz Ali did another one, video, where they made fun of that. And you can tell that video, he was performing. That he was fully being jokey and not himself, which was so much better than his live video. So I admire that more about him. Maybe it's because something I can relate to. Like, when I used to perform on stage, I did weird characters. Because I still am a very shy and introverted person. I don't like talking or being on camera myself. So when I did performances, I always picked comic relief characters or just outrageously crazy Jim Carrey, Ace Ventura type of roles, because it wasn't me, right? So I do like him as an actress. I love Alia Bhatt as an actress. I don't really care if they're dating or if they get married. Like, it'll be cool, unless it impacts their work negatively. Like, I don't really get it. Like, again, I'm curious to see how they are paired opposite one another, because Aaliyah to me always looks like she's 12. And
oh my god, yes.
So that's her the with thing, the right actor kind of makes a difference. Like, for example, Urta Punjab, she killed it for me. I honestly, I could care less. If they're dating, hey, good for them. That's really my take on the whole thing.
Look, I mean, I don't want to prolong this because you clearly don't give a shit. But I just want to give some context, you know. It's just people are a bit iffy about it iffy about it for Katrina's sake, because, you know, Katrina and Ranbir were together for a very long time. And, you know, Aaliyah has been very vocal about her friendship with Katrina in the past, and now people are saying that she backstabbed a friend, you know, that sort of stuff. So that's the reason why there's so much speculation about this. That's, you know, obviously not really of interest to you.
No, I mean,
so
it's I just hate when something that's very common in real life becomes such a big thing for people in the public eye. Like, in real life, there's, especially if you're in a part of a small knit community, people have relationships. Relationships sometimes don't work out. People have exes. Mm. Sometimes your exes might know each other. Sometimes a person you married might know your exes. Like, it's not a big deal. It all depends on how you handle it. If they're okay with it, then we shouldn't give a shit. Like, we shouldn't give a shit, is really my opinion.
I guess the thing is, because, like, we sort of, in India especially, like, people project so much onto stars. You know, they expect them to be these, like, I don't know. They put them up on a pedestal so much, and to know that they have problems in their lives like normal people do is like such a thing of wonderment almost. You know, it's such a thing of wonder. But anyway, moving on. Let's talk about Dharak. I'm not sure if you've seen Dharak, Shah.
No,
Have you had
not
a chance
yet.
to see it?
I'm
Okay.
dying to watch it. I was not here when it released, and it's on my list of things I need to catch up in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, cool. Okay, right. Well, I mean, I've gone and watched it myself. I did enjoy the movie, but it had its own fair share of like flaws, as any movie does. But of course, the source material was Sairat, which was a
Yes.
Marathi film. Yeah, which was yes, which was a Marathi film, which actually did really well, which is the reason why it was remade in Hindi, because Karan Johar saw dollar signs
Of
and
course.
basically went, yeah, I'm gonna remake this now and
Of
capitalize
course.
on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Dharak has since released in theaters. It released on the 20th of July and it's gone on to do really well. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because, initially I was not so much into the movie because I was like, oh man, another star vehicle for, another new generation of star kids. Even though, of course, like I became a lot more interested in Jhanvi after Sridevi passed away because I was like, man, the poor girl, she's going through so much. She's about to have her life change completely with the release of a debut film. On top of that, she's still trying to come to terms with her mother passing away and she's only 20 or 21 years old.
Yeah.
It's a lot to process, it's a lot to go through and to have the media on you constantly. And I mean, a lot of things endeared me to her. One is that she actually cried at the trailer launch of a film. She visibly started to cry when a media reporter asked her what she thought her mother would have thought of the film. And
Yeah.
she said, she's like, oh, I'm genuinely missing her today. And she started crying. And
Yeah.
honestly, like that just, a little part of my heart just broken right
Yeah,
there. So
for sure.
yeah, but since then I have been following her interviews and my goodness, I would have never thought, I've never seen a star kid this humble, this down to earth, so self-deprecating and
Yes.
really just super like self-aware as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've caught any of that, Shah. I do know that you saw the video that I shared of her
Yes.
talking about butt stabbing
Oh my God, butt stabbing herself. Jesus.
herself. Oh God. If yeah.
Yeah, no, I okay, so my thing with, okay, first of all, I love Sairat. And I remember when I originally watched it, when it was first released, my initial thought was this is gonna be remade in Hindi and they're gonna ruin it. This is before Karan Johar decided,
Yeah.
this is before we had any casting, but I watched this movie at the end of it and I'm like, this is for sure going to be remade by Bollywood, and it's gonna be insanely shitty because they
Yeah.
will not understand why this movie is so good, and they will make it exactly how a Bollywood movie is supposed to be, which this is not,
Yes.
which Sairat is not
Yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
Again, I haven't seen the movie, but everything I've seen leading up to me watching the movie so far, I really like. The Zingat song is a staple in our house right now.
Oh,
To the point where we
really?
all do the moves when it comes on, including my 5-year-old. So we're definitely like, I'm definitely interested in watching the movie. I gotta say, Jhanvi Kapoor, she has this star quality. I mean, I've
She
only
does,
seen her in
yes.
promo materials, spouting one-liners of dialogue cut for the trailers, things
Yeah.
like that. And she has this vibe about her where I'm like, yeah, she doesn't seem like that typical debut. And this is me not saying that
Yes.
because it's Sridevi's kid, because again, like everything else that's not related to a movie, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But these trailers, I'm like, holy shit. Ishan Khattar to me looks very much like a young Shahid,
He
where my reaction
does.
is
He
very much
sure
like,
does.
I'm gonna see what you do in a couple of years and then maybe be excited. Right now, I'm like, sure, you look like a young Shahid.
Yeah.
But excuse me. Regarding the video that you showed me, yeah, she seems supremely humble and self-deprecating. I love that about any actor. I love that about anyone in sort of a limelight that
Yeah.
have the sort of courage to make fun of themselves and humble themselves and humanize themselves, completely unprompted. And when it's not fake, it seems genuine. Like, this seems like an everyday person talking about a stupid thing they did, and it is stupid. Like, I don't see any mileage from that. I don't see how that story about how she accidentally stabbed herself in the butt with a pencil, I don't see what mileage you could get from that.
No, not
You
at
know what I
all.
mean? I don't see
Yeah.
how that would be quote unquote to your
Yeah.
benefit or how that's
Yeah.
good publicity unless it's a legitimately funny moment. And I love that Ishan Khattar in that interview even pointed out and said, I think this is your most embarrassing
moment.
So I love that. I love that. And that was very sort of, that was like a stage whisper that he did too, that got caught up, you know, caught by the mic. Like he wasn't saying it out loud. He was very much like, I think this is your, like, it was very much a genuine moment. And, and I think if she maintains that, I think, I mean, at the same time, I feel like I need to caution us as well that we shouldn't put the kid up on such a high pedestal. She does one day become fake and decide to put on a face and become more diplomatic, I don't want us to be here tearing her down going, oh, she's become famous now. And like, do you know what I mean? Like, it cuts both ways, right? Here we are praising her honesty and humility. But if she does get older and decide, I'm going to be more diplomatic and not put myself out there so much, there's nothing wrong with that either. And we shouldn't, you know, praise someone and then tear them down the next day, right?
Yeah. The thing is, it's so refreshing for me to see a star kid that's so self-aware at this age as well. Like, I mean, she completely, one thing that really, really impressed me was the fact that she was willfully ignorant leading up till now, but she's choosing to educate herself. Like in an interview, someone asked her about, you know, the whole premise of Dharak and Sairat was about the intercaste, an intercaste relationship, right? Which becomes an intercaste marriage. And in Dharak, it's not so much just to let you know, it's not so much about caste as it is about class, but anyway, that's besides the point. And she actually said that she hadn't had much knowledge about it till this date, but now that she's done the movie and she's been reading up on it in her own time, she's gained a lot of knowledge, and she didn't realize how serious the problem was, but she hoped that this film would raise awareness about the issue. But the fact that she's admitting that she never knew anything about it, like, it just shows you how aware she is of her own ignorance.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, and then she came on, she and Ishan came on Anupama, you know, the film companion, as most people do when they're promoting a film. And Anupama asked her, like, you two, you know, this is basically like the start of a journey for you. You two are promoting like a film together, and Janhvi, this is your first, and Ishan, this is your second, because, you know, he had done Beyond the Clouds before this. And so, is there anything that you've learned that you shouldn't be doing? And then Janhvi says, oh, I've learned that maybe I just shouldn't talk. And then Anupama's like, what do you mean by that? And then she goes, oh, you know, someone asked me in like some press conference the other day, like, what roles would you be interested in taking on? And she said that she would love to play Meena Kumari in a biopic or something like that, because she really likes Meena Kumari as an actress. So she thought it would be a great challenge to take on. Whereas it's been interpreted very differently. Apparently, her father came to her and he said, why are you saying that you can play Meena Kumari? Like, you know, people are thinking that you're good enough to be Meena Kumari.
They see it as hubris.
And Janhvi's like, I didn't even think about it that way. Like, I'm not even, like, worthy of being the dirt on their shoe. And I was like, oh my God, like, you are Sridevi's daughter and you're saying that you're not worthy of being the dirt on Meena Kumari's shoe. Like, talk about humility.
I mean, it's good though, right? I mean also, I feel like a lot of that comfort level also has to do with the fact that she's been either willingly or unwillingly in front of the camera since how old?
Since she was a kid.
I think there's a certain level of comfort that comes with the fact that, you know, your picture's been in the newspaper, your picture's been online, your picture's been, you know, headlines and cover images of stories for years and years. So I think there's a certain comfort level that does come with that, right? And that's kind of also why, and we don't talk about this, but that's also kind of why, you know, despite the nepotism, some star kids are really good actors because they have that comfort level before they even sign their first movie. So, you know, as much as we hate that, obviously, that they're taking away opportunities from other talented stars, they have this edge to them that when they get in front of that camera, it's not their first time officially, you know?
No,
so they have
a
level of comfort that other people that are not star kids don't get. And I'm not advocating that towards star kids or whatever. But I do also want to say that here we are saying, oh, she's such an awesome kid. I think we should kind of hold off until someone asks her that question about nepotism and see what her responses are. Because we were happy.
She's actually been asked about it. And she said, you know, and her take was actually really, like, I would say she's, again, very self-aware. She said, She's like, yeah, I do understand. Like, if people were being robbed of opportunities, I would be angry too. But at the same time, if you put myself in you in if you put yourself in my shoes, if Karan Johar comes to you with a film, would you say no? I got an opportunity and I took it. I mean, I'm not going to say no to it. Like, I'm paraphrasing, but that is basically the gist of what she said. But she was fully aware of her privileges, though. She said that other kids, sorry, not other kids, but she said that other people do not get the same opportunities or the same opportunities that she might be getting later on. So,
That's interesting.
yeah.
That's and that's
Yeah, I
actually yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it too. That yeah, I mean, you can't fault these people for taking opportunity of something that is
Yeah,
in
but
their
just be aware
house.
of your privilege,
Of
basically.
course. Like, for example, like, if I see, like, it's just weird, right? Like, think about it. Back in the day, we had all those businesses, right? So-and-so and Sons, and so-and-so was, and, you know, a law firm of, you know, Jones and Jones, right? No one has a problem with that. No one has a problem with that saying, oh, well, this young law student, it wasn't given an opportunity to, you know, become a part of this family-owned business. We and family-owned businesses are looked down upon as good. Oh, great. It's a mom-and-pop store, you know, family-owned businesses, 1931. It shows reliability. I mean, and I'm not comparing that to obviously film stars, but it's just that you can't fault these kids for getting into the same line that they have access to. We can fault them for when they pretend like that wasn't a factor for them becoming stars. That's when definitely there's a problem, when you kind of sit there and go, no, I did an audition. No, fuck off. You didn't do an audition. If Grunger has to come to your house to do your screen test, you already got the damn part. Shut the hell up. But yeah, so I do like that she kind of pointed that out too. That yeah, if Grunger comes to me today, and I hate being in front of the camera, and he goes, "Hey, you want to roll?" I'd be like, "Yes, please."
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to say no when like this
I
golden
will crash
opportunity
and
lands.
burn, but it will be the biggest flop of the year, but I'm not gonna say no to that, because guess what I'm gonna do the year after? I'm gonna come back on this podcast and be like, you know, starred in a Karan Johar movie. Like, whatever. You know, get what I'm trying to say. Like you said, no bad publicity is bad publicity, right? All right,
Yeah,
what's the next
exactly.
thing we have?
I think that's pretty much rounding up what happened in July, to be honest, Shah. So,
Ooh. Okay, cool.
So we can move on and talk about releases in August now if you
Oh, like
want.
actual movies that have to do with actual Bollywood?
Yes,
Ugh.
which is the whole point of this show.
Yay! All right, we're back to my part of the Bollywood world now that I understand and can make sense of.
We're going back into your comfort zone now.
Okay, so let's get into the movies that are releasing on August 2018. We're gonna start off with a movie where I'm actually gonna divert into a little bit of a sort of story gossip territory here. The movie itself is Garvan. It's coming out August the 3rd, 2018. It stars Irfan Khan and is actually the Bollywood debut of South film industry royalty, Dulquer Salmaan, and also Mithila Phalkar, directed by Akash Khurana. The reason why I'm going to go into a bit of a sort of gossipy territory is I do want to acknowledge the fact that since we last discussed Irfan Khan, we did talk about the fact that he was diagnosed with a certain type of cancer, and he was in London at the time seeking treatment for it. Since then, he has released, I guess, a more detailed statement. It was kind of a sort of very poetic, philosophical statement. Excuse me, discussing how his condition is making him feel, where he feels like he's going with it. I mean, it's very beautiful. It's not something, it got me emotional, to be completely honest, just because this is a guy I admire. I admire his work, and the fact that being faced with something so, you know,
So
terminal,
daunting, yeah, and
right?
also, yeah,
It
exactly.
is really emotional to see him talk about it in those terms and express it in those sort of poetic manner.
When the fragility of life is brought right in front of you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I mean, the only thing I got out of that, and I don't know, Sam, if you can correct me if I'm wrong, like I said, I've been out of it for the last 2 weeks. I still don't think we have any sort of definitive answer about what
Whether
this
he's going to
condition
be
means,
okay?
right?
No, I don't think we do. The only thing that's happened in the last couple of weeks was, I think, I'm not quite sure about the details of this, but there was a picture of him going for a run or something outside a house. You know, he's in the UK. He was in the UK where that picture was taken, and he was going for a run, and it was just talking about how he's kind of just focusing on his health and stuff. He seemed very happy in the picture, so you know, people were just happy to see him look happy,
Yeah,
looking
and definitely,
happy. So.
he's one of those guys that, like, you just love the fact that he's doing well, right?
Yes,
And the funny part
yes.
is, to this guy, last time we talked about him, it was in part of a conversation about one of the movies he was releasing right when news broke of his illness, which was Blackmail, which happened to be this sort of dark comedy. And coming back to this mention of him on the show, we're talking about another movie of his that's coming out that does seem like another kind of a dark comedy.
Oh my God,
The movie
yes.
itself is Caravan, and like I said, it was directed by Akash Khurana, and
Yep.
it's essentially a movie about a journey of three characters with two dead bodies and how they have to sort of, due to a confusion mix-up, a boy has to find the body of his dad while he has the body of someone else with him, and they have to kind
Yes.
of track down his dad's dead body, and they have to kind of go through this road trip with these weird characters, meeting people, love interests, possibly. All the while, there's two dead bodies in the back of this car.
Yeah.
Sam, you saw the trailer. What did you think about Garvan?
You know, the first thing that struck me about this was the weird, well, not weird, but how many parallels Irfan's character has with his character in Piku. I don't
And
know if that jumped out at you, but
well,
that's what jumped out at me.
the whole road trip theme also accentuates those similarities
Yeah,
too, right?
him being him driving, you know, the entire road, him being the driver of the entire road trip, these people having to go on a road trip, but also it's because it's a lot to do with death and mortality, and because in Piku, Deepika Padukone's father, Amitabh Bachchan, was very much like, you know, I'm gonna die one day, and he was like, you know, pretty much that sort of like he was just like a very grumpy old man, like, you know, very aware of when he was going to die and that sort of stuff. That's the thing that jumped out at me. The other thing that struck me was Dulkir? I don't know. How do you pronounce
Dulkir? Dulkir?
Dulkir?
I'm not really
Dulkir.
sure.
Okay, we'll call him Dulker. You know,
How about
he's
Dulu Baby? Is that?
Dulu.
Can we hashtag that right now? No? Can I bring
Me
that to the conversation today?
Yeah, why not? I mean, you spend more than half an hour talking about Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas. Anything's
I've
possible.
made strides today, and I think this should go viral. Hashtag Dulu Baby.
Okay. So, Dulu baby. He's just so confident. Like, I don't know. Like, I haven't watched any of his Malayalam films. I think that's the industry he's from, right?
I believe so.
Malayalam industry. Yeah. So he's, pardon my ignorance, people. I'm really sorry. I just don't follow movies from the South. I really should, but I just don't.
Yeah,
But anyway,
neither, and
he's the
everyone knows
son.
I don't either. And I've done no research for this episode as I
Oh,
landed
God.
in Toronto
Well,
12 hours ago. So I am
I
jet
do.
lagged, sleep deprived, and I had to talk about gossip for the past hour. So,
And then you had a couple of drinks as
we
well.
don't talk about that, Sam. I told you in the
Okay.
beginning, we don't talk. Excuse me, I gotta take a drink.
And this
Anyways.
Okay. Dulu baby is the son of Mammootty, who is a huge superstar in Malayalam cinema. So he's you know, he's pretty well established in the Malayalam industry. He's had a lot of hits. He's a big star over there. And I know he's
I
pretty.
also have to credit him with being the reason, as far as I know how the story goes, I am paraphrasing, so I could be wrong, that our
Yeah.
friend Melanie from the Pardesi YouTube channel, I believe she got into Malayalam movies with one of, Dulu Baby's movies. So she's a huge fan of this guy.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I think he has a huge following as well beyond Bollywood. So this is his first Bollywood movie, but he's by no means a new actor whatsoever.
Okay, right.
Did you find that though in this trailer? Did you get that this is not just a debutant, novice actor? Did you get that confidence of, Oh yeah, this yes, definitely is a veteran
that
actor.
is that is what I was alluding to, basically. The fact that he just comes across really like, I know this shit, you know,
Yeah.
like I can do this. And weirdly it said introducing Bill
Yeah.
Kerr. And I was
Yeah.
like, come on, guys, he's not really
Yeah.
being introduced now, is he?
I
Like,
kind of I feel like that's such
I
an
mean,
arrogant and
yeah.
condescending thing of Bollywood to do that
Like
no, this is his first
introducing.
Bollywood movie, so we're introduced. It's like, shut the hell up. Like, he
Yeah.
awesome before this movie.
Yeah, I mean, not to go off on a tangent here, but Bollywood does have this thing of looking down at other film industries, you know, which I think we've spoken about in the past. But
Yeah,
anyway,
but they'll
that's.
capitalize on movies from that industry and remaking them and hiring their
Oh,
actors in our
yeah.
movies.
And
Yeah.
ruining
Yeah, yeah.
the exact essence of those
Right,
movies as well,
right.
which Dharak kind of does. But anyway, you'll know about that when you see it. So let's move
I
on.
also do have to say that it is funny that we're shit talking Bollywood while doing a Bollywood show.
Oh, yeah, the irony. Okay.
Yeah, no, I thought this kid was really like, again, I'm saying kid, but he probably still older than me, or actually younger than me. But yeah,
Actually, I just looked him up. He was born in 1986, so he's my
yes,
age.
he's younger than me. So this kid, no, he does. This
28.
trailer does. You get that vibe from, and again, and that's also saying a lot when he's standing in majority of the frames with Irfan Khan, where he's holding his own. You definitely know, like, he has this vibe where you're like, yeah, I wanna see more of this. Like, I wanna see him. Like, I love the last scene of this trailer, that last joke where he's like, oh, I'm just delivering a parcel for a client, and then Irfan just
Yeah.
shows up and goes, so I've strapped down the
Oh.
dead bodies, and I'm like, this is the best.
Yeah. And
Now,
I mean, I don't, I feel like Irfan looks so fit in this movie as well. Like, I don't know, like he's lost weight, his hair looks
yeah,
sharp. He
I don't
looks
know when. I don't know
good.
what the timeline of this. I'm pretty sure the
Yeah.
production of this movie ended before he was either being diagnosed or before he took off. He's done a
Yeah,
bunch of
yeah.
movies during this absence that have released, like a lot of sort of international movies as well. Like Puzzle, I think, is one that's been doing the festival circuit recently.
Yeah.
I think all those movies were completed prior to his diagnosis. But yeah, no, you're right. Like, his hair is like, he has a fade in this movie, and I'm like, Irfan's never
Oh,
had a
my God.
fade before.
Yeah, I've never seen Irfan with a fade.
Yeah,
And
so
he
it's
looks like
interesting.
10 years younger with that
Yeah,
hairstyle.
yeah. He's one of those
Yeah.
chameleons, right? What did
Yeah.
you now to kind of temper all the good feelings we have about this movie, I do have to point out that the writer of this movie is the guy who wrote the Hrithik Roshan starring Kites, both Krish and Krish 3, and Humshuckles. So
Humshuckles, oh my God.
take all of these good vibes with a massive sort of dosage of salt, because
Yes.
we don't know. I mean, and the director is, I believe, a debutant director.
Okay.
I believe he hasn't done anything too significant. I mean, I think, let me see. Oh, actually, no, sorry. This was the same guy who did the movie Hijack from earlier this year, which I haven't seen either, but the
Oh, I
trailers
haven't
looked
seen that movie
hilarious
either.
for
No.
me. It's like a
Look,
stoner airplane hijacking movie, which right away sounds brilliant. So yeah, so I mean, I
I
guess we'll see what happens, right?
yeah, I look, I mean, my thoughts after watching the trailer was that it looked like an interesting movie. It just
Definitely.
felt like it was going to be one of those like super funny,
Yeah.
you know, not necessarily
Quirky.
the sort of Humshuckles ha ha ha
Yeah.
slapstick type of
A lot,
fun,
yeah,
like
definitely
type of
more
comedy,
subtle
but
than Humshuckles, for sure.
a lot more subtle than that. And I just felt like I felt like Irfan was kind of reprising his Piku
Yeah.
character, but at the same time, he seemed a lot more sarcastic
Yeah.
than
It's also
what he was
similar to
like
a
in
movie he did
Piku.
earlier this year as well, Kareeb Kareeb Single.
Kareeb
Very
Single,
similar to
yeah,
that
that's
kind of, or
right.
even Hindi Medium. Like, he kind of, I mean, he's one of those guys that he's typecast a lot, but I don't
Yeah.
mind. You know, like,
Yeah.
he still
Yeah.
makes it his own character despite the fact that he's more or less playing himself in a lot of these movies.
Yeah,
Which, again, compared to
exactly.
Shahrukh Khan or Salman Khan, I don't mind Irfan Khan playing himself, because I love Irfan Khan as he is.
Yeah,
So.
Irfan Khan is amazing, guys. Like, we love Irfan Khan, okay? In this
All
space,
right.
you do not talk shit about Irfan Khan here.
Right, exactly. Don't do it. Sorry. So moving on, let's talk about from Irfan Khan to Fanay Khan.
Ah,
Right? That
yes.
was good.
I
That
like
was
your
really good.
little
Right.
transition
Oh my
there.
God. So I didn't even, that was just all on the fly. And I ruined it
Oh.
now by pointing it out. But yeah, so Fanay Khan is essentially now, despite the fact that the trailer does look very much look like Aishwarya Bachchan's in it a lot, it has been confirmed that she does have more of a minor role, more of a supporting role, which does make sense because the full trailer does have us see that it is a fully Anil Kapoor movie. Sam, what did you think about the Funny Khan trailer?
You know, when I watched it the first time, I really liked it because it just seemed to be Anil Kapoor in his element. You know, one of the things I really love about Anil Kapoor is that he's super vain in real life when it comes to his looks, but he has none of that vanity or that ego when it comes to him playing roles because he doesn't want to come across as being 40 years younger than he is.
Yeah. Even though genuinely the guy doesn't really look his age. Like,
no, he doesn't look his age, but he has no problems with playing father to, like, you know, sort of like a beaten down. So his role, from what I interpret from the trailer anyway, is that of a beaten down, like, has-been sort of singer that, you know, just wants to his daughter to do well.
Right.
Whereas, but he still has, like, a very old world mentality. He's kind of like, you know, oh, I love Lata Mangeshkar's music. And his daughter's just like, oh my God, her songs are like 100 years old.
Yeah,
you know, she's sort of like the typical teenager that, like, sort of rolls her eyes at her father and stuff. But really, she just wants to make it as a singer and he wants to support her because he is that sort of father as well. I really like the trailer and the premise of it, you know, to kidnap, from what I interpret again, to kidnap a pop star and then demand like a ransom for, I don't know what the intention of getting the ransom is. Like,
I think the ransom is to put out the girl's album.
To cut out the girl's album.
Professional demo tape or professional album so she can get discovered, I guess.
Yeah, and then Rajkumar Rao is supposed to be like the... the funny, like, I guess the guy in the neighborhood who sort of, like, knows the family and who can help him and stuff like that. I don't know. It just seemed to me to be, like, a really, like, a feel-good type of movie.
Very inspiring, very sort of, you know, follow your dreams kind of a thing. I mean, first of all, I gotta say, I mean, again, the director of this movie is Atul Mandrekar, which, again, for all intents and purposes, from what I understand, is... sort of debutant, sort of, you know, it is his first movie, it's his first anything as per IMDb.
Yeah.
But the movie has all these layers. I mean, so the trailer has all these layers, which I find really interesting because, first of all, what jumps out of me right away about the trailer is the fact that, so his daughter wants to be a singer. Anil Kapoor's character's daughter wants to be a singer. He's a has-been singer who never made it, so he wants to ensure that she does. However, his daughter is overweight. So my first reaction to this trailer was, holy shit, wait a minute. You've got a movie with Aishwarya Rai Bachchan, who's by far one of the most gorgeous women, not just in Bollywood, but in the world. And there's a possibly B storyline about body image issues, about weight issues on women. That's amazing. Right off the bat, to me, I'm like, holy shit, that's brilliant.
I mean, they bring up the body image issues a lot. The fact that, you know, I mean, they clearly show it in the trailer as well. The fact that his daughter's trying to sing Sheela Ki Jawani on stage and then someone screams out, "Hey, Moti," which for those who don't know Hindi means fatty. So
I'm curious how they're gonna handle that. I also love the fact that, I mean, and again, you're looking at this from a South Asian lens, from someone who, when I was in school, wanted to do something creative and had to deal with that, you know, backlash of that. I love the fact that here you've got a father who was a has-been singer. His son, kid wants to be a singer, but not in the same way that he wanted to be a singer. So he has that inherent desire of, I want my kid to do better than me. I want my kid to succeed more than me, which every parent has, no matter what industry, what generation, what employment.
I want things to be better for them than they were for me, and basically.
For example, for you and I, our parents moved to these out of their countries to give us better, you know, a better lives, right?
So, exactly, yeah.
But what's amazing to me is for Ellen Cooper's character in Funny Khan is that he doesn't understand what it is she wants to achieve and how she wants to do it. They have this clash of, you know, like you said, old versus new. You know, why do you have to wear this sparkly weird dress? Like, why can't your voice be good enough? Well, that's not the world we live in. And it's true. So he's trying to support her while not really understanding, you know, what she wants to do. And so I love that. I love that you've got this guy who's trying to help his kid get her dreams, even though he might not understand what that dream is, and it's a totally different dream than his. So I love that, and again, it's an Anil Kapoor movie. I love that you've got a guy who's a hero of a movie, who's 50 plus years old, playing not a hero, not someone who beats up guys, but playing the father of a teenager, and he's the hero of this movie. I love that. I absolutely love that.
I think, you know, Anil Kapoor's, again, on a side note, Anil Kapoor's career has been very interesting because he was clearly the leading man in the 80s, right? And then in the 90s, he was still the leading man, but he started taking on more and more not so lead roles as well, like
Supporting.
non-lead roles.
Well, the
And
Race franchise, for example, one, two,
yeah.
and three, he was always kind of like the third lead of the movie.
Exactly. But look at how his career is now. That's ensured the longevity of his career, hasn't it? Because look at where he is now. He's producing films, he's starring in them, he's still doing films that are outside his own banner because people are coming to him with work because he can deliver.
No,
Yeah.
it's he's one of those guys that, and again, and I like what you said, that in real life he's so vain, but he doesn't mind it, but he's very self-aware when it comes to the roles he can play. Like, you know,
Yes.
for example, like Dil Dhadakne, though, is what brings me to mind, where, I mean, even this movie in Funny Con, he's still got a bit of sort of some black in his hair along with the gray, but in Dil Dhadakne, he went all gray because he was playing dad to 20-year-olds in that movie. And I love that, and I love that he can go, you know, play his age or even older, or you know, play his age or younger, and he has no qualms about that. He has no qualms about, I need to look badass in a movie, you know, like I need to be doing what 20-year-old guys are doing in a movie as a hero. And I think this movie's really interesting for that reason, that he's not a 50-year-old guy playing an action hero. He's a 50-year-old guy.
Salman.
Right. I mean, again, he's not 50. I mean, I think Amir Khan's more like 60s, if I'm not mistaken. But I like that
Huh? No, he's
he's in
Amir.
his 50s.
Sorry, Anil Kapoor is actually older than the three Khans.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah, he
Interesting.
was.
But not by
Because I
that
looked
much,
this
though,
up.
right? He's a contemporary, right?
Yeah, he's a contemporary. I
Okay.
think because I looked this up when I was writing a review for Race 3. I actually did watch that
Nice.
movie.
Oh my God, and you wrote
So
about it. Wow, kudos to you.
I know, right? He was born in the late 50s.
Yeah,
Actually,
56, 59?
57, I think. He was
Okay.
born in 1957, and the Khans, all three of them, were born in 1965.
Okay, so he's
So,
definitely like older than them. Okay, but not by that
yeah.
much.
But not by that much, yeah.
Okay.
But he was, yeah. But still, like, you know, he could very easily have been that sort of Khan level superstar where he went, you know, I'm only going to play like 30 something year olds or like 20 something year olds and romance women that are like 20, 30 years younger than me. But he doesn't. He doesn't.
No, and again, that's kind of why I'm glad that this is a leading role for him, that this is his movie. I don't think we get that a lot from, again, unless you're playing guys like Amitabh Bachchan does, where you know, decrepit dads and Bhikkhu and shit like that. So yeah, I'm excited for Funny Con. The next movie we're talking about, the Akshay Kumar starring Gold, which is directed by Rima Kagti, which is already amazing. The movie stars the
Akshay
supporting cast for this
Kumar.
movie is insane. It's Akshay Kumar. And if anyone knows the list of actors I'm going to name off right now, you will instantly get excited for this movie. The movie stars Vineet Kumar Singh, who is a Anurag Kashyap staple. He was last seen in Mukkabaz. Stars Amit Saad, who is seen in Sultan. He's one of those supporting actors as well. And Kunal Kapoor, who people will know from Rang De Basanti and a bunch of other movies. And these are the guys supporting Akshay Kumar in this movie, which is about field hockey. And it's essentially chronicling the story about India's first gold medal after their independence from the British Empire. So it is a period film. I think it's spanning from 1936 to 1948. Akshay Kumar plays the guy whose dream it was originally to play in the Olympics and bring gold home, but he ends up essentially sort of settling for managing an Olympic
A
team that
team,
essentially brings home Olympic gold for the first time in India's history. This movie looks amazing. I'm a sucker for sports, no matter what period, no matter what sport. And this movie speaks to me on ridiculously insane levels, not the least of which is the crazy cast and the crazy director attached. What are your thoughts on Gold, Sam?
Well, I mean, my thoughts on it are slightly different. Like, I think by this time, Akshay Kumar has done so many of these sort of let me bring an
Oh,
obscurely
yeah.
known story to you know the big screen. I don't know. I'm kind of not that excited about it because I'm just like,
Boo.
okay. And also, oh my God, every time anyone non-Bengali plays a Bengali, I just want to tear my hair up because they get the accent wrong all the bloody time. And it really annoys me.
To be fair, though, okay, as a Bengali who understands Hindi but doesn't ever speak it, that is literally how I sound when I'm speaking Hindi.
But the thing is, it looks, you know what it came across.
But I get what you're saying.
Like,
there's always these specific list of words that they have to mispronounce in a sentence.
Yes.
Yeah, I completely get what you're saying. I see what you're saying, but I do that. So.
Yeah. No. But it came across to me like someone who knew Hindi was trying to imitate a Bengali who can't speak Hindi.
Exactly.
That's how it came across very forced. Whereas Moni Roy, who plays the, you know, his wife, Akshay Kumar's wife in the film, was more natural because she is obviously actually a Bengali.
Exactly. And I do love that. I do love that they kept that authenticity. That, hey, we're going to... And I also don't know what the other ethnicities of the characters are that they've cast. Kunal Kapoor, I know, is Punjabi. Saad, I think, is also Punjabi. I'm not sure. But it's just also funny to me that you've got this movie with all these known Bollywood stars, and then you cast this one Bengali actress, and you're like, there, good.
Yeah.
We're authentic now.
I didn't know who Moni Roy was originally, so I kind of looked her up. She acts in Hindi serials.
Oh, nice.
So she does Hindi serials, and so she's kind of verging. She's kind of going more and more into Hindi movies. She's actually acting in Brahmastra as well.
Oh, look at that.
The movie with Ranbir Kapoor. So her stock is rising in Bollywood, you could say. But yeah, she's very much like, she lives in Bombay, works in Bombay. She definitely makes an impression
in this one, though. I mean, she does stand out a little bit.
Yeah, she does. But I'm glad they had at least a Bengali actress playing like a Bengali rather than...
Now, what did you think about the story itself, though? I mean, it does seem like a very much... I mean... I like this trailer because it hits all the beats of a sports movie, you know. It's desire to win, and then something happens in the middle where it looks like they're not going to win, but that inspires them to go out and actually win properly or something. And again, I like that this movie doesn't give you everything. Like, I still don't know what happens in the middle to make Akshay down and out for him to have to come back. Like, you know what I mean? So I like that there was enough inspiring sports moments to make me get excited, but also... Yeah. Not too much of the story. Like I need to know as much as I need to know. That, okay, cool. They separated from the British, so now they want to kind of, you know, spit in their face or show them that they are a free India by winning, you know, by a symbolic victory in gold medal against the British. I get it.
Yeah.
And that's all I need to know.
I mean, I think it would definitely be the sort of movie that'll do well at the box office because, you know, it hits the right notes. It's a sports film, combines India's glorious past with hockey, and also, you know, brings in this whole wave of patriotism of, you know, like, oh, look at us. Like, this whole thing of remembrance on, look at us, we're free from the British.
Yeah.
And look at us, we managed to pull this off even after we were a fledgling democracy. And I think it'll really strike a chord in that sense. Like, it'll really, like, capitalize on, you know, releasing during Independence Day.
So, yeah. So, I guess we'll see what happens August 15th. Wow. I was going to get so many ads right there. August 15th, guys. August 15th.
August 15th,
yes. Okay, all right. So, now the next movie that's coming on August 31st, unfortunately, has no trailer yet. But there is a really cool sort of... name tease release video. I'm obviously going to link everything in the show notes of this episode, but it's basically this video where the stars of the movie, first of all, the movie's name is Andhadhun. Andhadhun. Sorry,
yeah,
I think the pronunciation right. It is directed by Sriram Raghavan, literally one of my most favorite directors in Bollywood right now. He was the guy that did Badlapur previously. So this is his follow-up to Badlapur. The movie stars, again, some of my favorite actresses. Ayushmann Khurrana, Radhika Apte, and Tabu. We know nothing about this movie whatsoever. There is a plot of Andhadhun on Wikipedia. And I swear to God, this is what it reads. And it literally sounds like someone who didn't give a shit about what they were writing. Ayushmann, I'm quoting from Wikipedia. Ayushmann will be portraying a blind penis in the film.
What?
And some mysterious events will happen in his life, which leads to a thriller. End quote. That is the plot in Wikipedia. Now, it makes sense because Sriram Raghavan's movies are really sort of kept under wraps in terms of story and things like that. Even Badlapur, we really didn't have an idea of what the hell we were getting into, even with the trailers, until we watched the movie. again, you guys will watch the video. Sam, you saw the little video where there's like this snippet of a trailer. You know, they reveal the name of the movie in this really cool sort of behind the scenes cast and crew thing. How did you like that? I thought that was really well done.
I actually thought it was a very smart marketing tool because it's not common for Hindi films to have like for Bollywood as an industry to release like little like name reveal videos. It's not a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was very unique. And the thing is, I really had no knowledge about the movie leading up to it because I don't think I heard about the movie being shot or
nothing.
You know, the fact that they were even cast together or anything like that. So I was quite intrigued. And then, you know, they showed the stars last because before in the video, they showed like random people on set.
Yes.
And asked them for what name they think the film should be given. And they kept going on about a pianist and like being blind. And I was like, okay, so there's some connection there. And then you see there's a shot of Ayushman wearing like sunglasses or like, you know, like people
trying to
with
play the piano too.
Trying to play the piano. I was like, okay, so this movie is about a blind pianist, right? Yeah. And then you see Radhika and she's giving out suggestions as well. And everybody's like, nah, no, maybe not, you know, that sort of thing. And then there's a shot of Ayushman and Radhika sitting behind Sriram. And then they're like, Andhadhun, teaser out tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. So, no, I think I like it. Like, I like the idea of it. I like the concept of it. It's not something we've seen before. I mean, it's very hard to go to envisage or like glean anything about like what the movie may be about from this, apart from it being about a blind pianist, really. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I like the fact that you and I, we always complain about the fact that they have trailer launch parties and you know, first song release parties.
Yeah.
And there's all this crap that's just like behind the scenes formalities that I don't care about. Like, I don't need to see the CEO of a jeweler who sponsored your music to be trotted on stage in front of 50 reporters. And I don't need to see that. Like, I don't really care about that. Nowadays, what I'm also getting frustrated at at these announcements on image form, which literally is someone typing out information on a, you know, printed or colored background with the title of the movie on the bottom. And literally it's like, teaser of the movie starring so-and-so will be out on this date. And I'm like, why is this a thing? Like the Kalank thing where they announced the cast of the movie is just literally Kalank and the stars' names on a banner. And I'm like, I don't get why this is being so hyped up. This is not a poster. This is information. Like, why are we getting so excited about information? Like, you know what I mean? Like, present it to us in a visually appealing way. Like, this tells us nothing about the movie. This could have been written in a tweet, and we would have been just as excited. You didn't need to put all this work. Now they have moving posters that come out, and it's just getting really annoying at how much they're trying to milk publicity from the smallest sliver of information. So I really like that these guys took the time, went behind the scenes, featured people that weren't actors in the movie, but definitely people that I feel like did work on the movie. I feel like that is the crew of the film.
Yeah, that's the crew of the film, yeah.
You know, and they did this fun, cool, amazing video that, again, like, has you and me talking, right? That, oh, what's this movie about? Oh, a pianist. Oh, a blind pianist. Oh, something about the music. Oh, cool. Oh, okay. And at the end of it, you get the name and you're like, oh, shit, okay, cool. Like, I am now, went from zero information about what the hell this movie was to now some excitement and interest in the movie, which is the whole point of teasers and trailers and videos and featurettes, right? So these guys did it right, and I really appreciate that. Now I'm looking forward to the trailer. Now I'm looking forward to see what this creative team does, you know, in story. So,
I mean, going a bit further on what you said about it being pointless to just announce the cast of a movie on like this really done up poster and stuff without revealing anything about the movie. The worst is when other stars are like, you know, they'll like tweet about it. We're like, oh my God, I'm so excited for this movie, blah, blah, blah. And literally all you know is the name of the movie and who's starring in it and who's directing and producing it.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, like this. Yeah, I know exactly what you feel. And Bollywood will treat it like it's the biggest movie announcement of the year or something.
Yeah. Like, again, that's how I felt with Kalank. Like, I went on my feed with Kalank. There was this image doing the rounds of literally the name of the movie, the stars, and the director. And and it was being, like, literally, it came up on my feed like 100 times, and people losing their shit. And I'm like, okay, guys, yeah, cool. that's really interesting that this cast was announced, but this could have been done in a press release, like,
but
you know,
it's
not
Dharma.
An Instagram and blah blah, blah blah blah.
Oh come on, but Shah, the thing is, this is Dharma.
No,
they
I understand. I understand. Like, I understand the information in that image is substantial. I get it. But what
yeah.
gripes the gripe I have is that sometimes the information isn't substantial and it's still treated just the same way. It's just a hype. Like, really, like shooting
yeah.
for this movie will begin tomorrow, and you're just like, okay.
Oh yeah, that I just find it so pointless, because what does that mean to
yeah.
us? It means nothing to us.
No.
Like, the only thing that matters to us is when you release like a teaser or a trailer. Or you give out like a first look of something.
Right.
I mean, how does it affect my life knowing that you're starting to shoot for your film?
No, I mean, it's. I don't want to take away from the information. Like, fine, that's good to know for people like us who follow that stuff to have a
yeah.
conversation about it, you know, during a Bollywood podcast. But for the general public, like, you don't need to make that a big deal. Like, yes, you're starting the shoot. That's a press release. That's a tweet
yeah.
from the production company, you know, that
yeah.
shoot on so-and-so starts today. You know, here's the Mahurat shot or whatever. That kind of stuff is cool. But you don't need to make me a banner or like a motion poster that you release on Instagram that, you know, fades in the words one by one. And it's just like, oh, this was just a sentence of information. Like, this doesn't give me anything visually. That to me is.
But I guess in today's world of like instant gratification and like people having short attention span, that is the sort of level to which
I guess.
Production houses need to go to in order to get people's attention. Like, you know, if it was. If it was for Kalank, if they'd just been like Kalank starring Alia Bhatt, Varun Dhawan, Aditya Roy Kapoor, Madhuri Dikshit, Sanjay Dutt, okay, thanks, bye.
Listen, I would be just as excited if that was how it was released.
But the thing is, other people would not possibly.
If
you
they
know
literally,
I mean?
If they literally wrote that on a piece of paper, went out onto the street, found someone who spoke English, and had them read that card, I would be just as excited. And that would be freaking cool, because you would see a Bollywood fan read that information firsthand and go, holy shit, really? Like, really? And that would be on camera, and I would be just as excited as them. Like,
okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's the
yeah.
thing. Like,
no.
find a way to present your information in an entertaining manner, and I'm all for it. Making a poster about things that are basically information that you could release, have Tarna Darsh tweet out, is not exciting
oh,
for me. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So, now, but speaking of exciting, and speaking of presenting information in an interesting way that will grab people's attentions, the last movie for August, the last Bollywood movie coming out in August, is on August 31st. It's called Stree. The movie itself stars Shraddha Kapoor, Rajkumar Rao, and a horde of like supporting actors and characters who we all love, like Apar Shakti Khurana, which coincidentally is Ayushman Khurana's brother, as well as Pankaj Tripathi, who played the dad in movies like Barali Ki Barfi. The movie is directed by Amar Kaushik, another debutant director, but the most interesting part is the movie is written by Rajan DK, the directors of movies like A Gentleman, Go Goa Gone, Happy Ending, Shore in the City, basically awesome guys. But so this is, I think, I can't imagine, I don't know if I'm wrong in this assessment, but I think this is Bollywood's first notable horror comedy. Because
yeah.
this looks
yeah,
amazing.
I'm actually really, it just looks fun. Like, it looks like a funny movie, but it's also, I mean, is horror-y a word, by the way? You know, horror comedy, is that a word?
Horror-y?
Horror-y? Like, Horr-y. Horror-y.
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 It just sounds weird.
Oh, no, that just sounds terrible. Yeah, let's
it
just say horror
horror-y.
Comedy. It's just, I saw that on Twitter. I was like, ooh, horror-y, is that a word? Anyway.
Horror?
Look, horror?
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 No, comedy and horror. Horror.
Oh.
You know what?
I'm gonna
stick with hashtag Dulu Baby, and I'm just gonna bow out while I'm ahead. I'm not trying to coin anything new. But yeah, no, this looks ridiculously good.
No, you know what? I really enjoy watching Rajkumar Rao on screen.
Yes.
I do think he is sort of maybe starting to typecast himself a little bit, because he's always playing that small country.
Yes.
Sorry, not small country. I mean, you know what I mean? Like small
yeah,
town.
Sort of, yeah, small town boy, very innocent, very naive.
Very innocent, very like, you know, sheltered from the world and stuff. And he's kind of doing the same in Fane Khan as well, like
yeah.
sort of just a very simple sort
yeah.
of person. Yeah, but no, this looks really interesting because I mean the whole premise I don't think has ever been shown before in a Hindi film, like with a guy realizing that his lover is a ghost.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was covered in the 70s, you know, who knows, because they had a lot of weird masala
Well,
movies like
a
this.
lot of like Nagin and stuff was like that, right? Where the lover ended up being the supernatural creature. The weird part is, I don't know if you caught it in the trailer, there's a line that says based on the ridiculously true story.
I didn't say story or phenomenon.
Phenomenon, right. So I looked this up a little bit because I'm like, I need to know what the hell this is.
What is the phenomenon?
So basically, it's an urban legend from Karnataka from the 1990s called Nalebah. The myth is about the fact that a witch roams the streets in the night, knocks on people's doors, and they would speak. The witch would speak in the voices of people you know, so you'd be deceived to open the door, and if you open it, you die. So people started coming up with this idea of writing Nalebah on their doors, which meant in Kannada that means come tomorrow. And so the ghost reads it and goes away and comes back the next day, and then it just kind of keeps going through the same cycle over and over again. I again, it's on Wikipedia. I haven't deep dove into this, but just this trailer looks amazing. The fact that it's all, I mean, the fact that it does start off as a typical horror trailer, but ends up with Pankaj Tripathi's character bringing this level of comic relief in the middle of his, like, it starts off very traditionally horror, right? Like, eons ago there was this presence and blah blah blah, you know. But then immediately he switches gears to, they saw the ghost and fell in love, which is really what's wrong with your generation. Like, love at first sight, what is that? What's wrong with you? And like, that's when the whole thing breaks down and you're like, oh shit, this is a funny movie? Like, I love that.
And the thing is, I mean, it's sort of, there are so many things going on in the trailer. Like, this is a trailer that actually doesn't give away a lot. Again, a trailer that we want, you know, the sort of trailers that should be cut for a movie. So I mean, you get to see that this is sort of something to do with the supernatural, but at the same time, it's about, you know, a guy and his friends trying to figure out what the heck is going on, because there's this beautiful woman who comes in only once a year and whom
During like a
Rajkumar
puja,
Rao
like during like a
do
religious
like a
celebration.
Yes, and like you know, Rajkumar Rao is in love with this woman, but who is she actually? You know, and then it's just and then the scenes, but I have the last half of the trailer is more of the horror, isn't it? Because that's when you have the, you know, the scary bits.
But there's also so much comedy even with that horror, because there's that scene
Oh yeah,
where
because
there's that scene where the guy's like, to escape the witch's glance, you have to look at her like you love her.
Yeah,
So
and he's like,
so he's
I'm
so,
shitting in my pants.
yeah,
How
like
can I look like
he's scared shitless, but he has to try to look into this ghost face like all romantically, and to see Rajkumar Rao trying to do that is just murder. Like, it's like he's scared shitless, but he has to make lovey eyes at this ghost, and I'm dying. Like, I think I've never had this much fun during a trailer, and usually I hate comedy movies, so this was like a very refreshing surprise. Like, I was really sort of like, oh wow, what the hell.
I you know what? I'm generally very iffy about Bollywood comedies because, you know, you have the absolute like pit, you know, the absolute bottom movies like Grand Masti, Masti, Masti Zade,
Mastizade,
Humshackles, you know, like the Houseful series, all of them are really awful, awful comedy films. And I mean, I don't know, traditionally I've never thought Hindi films have done good comedy
No.
apart from, you know, some like Govinda and David Dhawan movies in the
Sure.
90s. But those haven't aged well, I bet, if
No,
I
no.
revisit them.
So racist.
Exactly, and misogynistic,
Yeah,
sexist,
oh my God,
you know,
yes.
let's not go into that at the moment, but I definitely think this movie is more about the dialogue being funny rather than actual like, ha, I just slapped him in the face, you know, for insert
Exactly,
like
exactly.
insert funny background noise, like a boing noise or something, which is I just really annoys the shit out of me when Hindi movies do that. You know, the boing sound effect.
Yeah, it's like it's what I always say, and I think I've spoken to other people about this. It's kind of like Indian comedies have to tell you when to laugh. Like, it's like they have to really spell out that hey, this is funny. Like, this is when you should laugh. When someone gets hit, someone falls down, someone has a stupid look on their face, like that's when, hey, cue laughter, basically.
Hey, you left right now.
Now, did you watch A Gentleman?
No, I haven't seen that, but most everyone who's seen the film has told me that it's really entertaining.
What it is, like, the reason why I'm so excited the fact that this is written by Rajan DK is because there are these two directors who kind of take these Hollywood concepts and they make these movies, these Bollywood movies, that seem very, very Hollywood in nature. And like, Go, Go, On, Gone was, like kind of one of Bollywood's first zombie movies, for example. And they had the balls of casting Saif Ali Khan as a bleach blonde Russian. Which, like, what? And not even, like, a good Russian, like a horrible Russian accent. But, which, again, no spoilers, but even that was on purpose. And then they did something like A Gentleman, which is very much like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith type of action comedy. And now they've written this. I mean, they're not directing this. This is a debutant director, but they're producing and written and the story. And this also looks very much like a Hollywood comedy movie where it's about a ghost. Like, it's a genre that you don't see in Bollywood too much, which to me is really interesting.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's something that Hollywood has done in the past as well. You know, the whole, obviously it's the what was it? Scream? No, Scream was the actual horror one, but then they did this, like, mistake version of it.
Scary movie.
Yeah, so Hollywood's done that quite a lot in the past, and it's not something that Bollywood has really capitalized on yet, which I think has quite a, you know, it could have a huge market for it.
It's showing how self-aware you can be with your storytelling. Like, for example, even again, going back to Fanny Khan for a second, the fact that Aishwarya Rai is playing like this pop singer, in that song, the Mohabbat song, where she's fully on stage doing sort of like a item song kind of a thing, the moves and her expressions seem so fake and exaggerated that I kind of suspect that she's doing like a parody on the pop singer craze.
It
doesn't seem natural. Like, I know Aishwarya Rai can dance, so for me to see her do things like, you know, spinning her hands and then, you know, pointing and you know, doing moves that I would do when I'm drunk at a wedding, like, to me makes me think that, oh, I feel like this is intentionally bad to make fun of the fact that pop singers don't really dance good. They just kind of sing and they come up on a video and move around a little bit. But so I like that. I like when Bollywood is self-aware like that they can make fun of, you know, make fun of the story within the story, and the genre is you know, kind of leaning into that. So I'm super, like, and I don't know if you've, like, again, you're more on the pulse of these new news reports and things. Have you heard anything about this movie prior to?
No, I did hear about the shooting of it, like, you know, the fact that Shraddha Kapoor was shooting for the movie and Rajkumar Rao was shooting for the movie.
Okay.
I think at some point the shoot got delayed for a little bit. So this movie was supposed to release a while, like, you know, a while ago, but it didn't because the shooting got delayed. So they've had to push the release date out.
Okay.
But I think it's been worth it because the trailer, as far as I've seen on social media, the reaction to the trailer has been pretty good. Yeah, been pretty positive. Most people are really looking forward to the film. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean, Andhadhun is supposed to come out at the same time. And honestly, as much as I want to see Andhadhun, I might see this in theaters.
See three instead.
I mean, I'll wait for the Andhadhun trailer, but this looks amazing. Like, this, literally, like, I've never laughed this much in a trailer for a comedy.
It just struck me. This is really good. So we were talking before about how DK and Rahul, or is it
Rajan DK? Yeah.
Rajan DK. So they sort of Bollywoodize Hollywood content, right?
Yeah, that's, but, I guess, simplifying.
I guess,
it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, in a very simple sense. But the fact that they have adapted this to the local milieu almost is really commendable. The fact that they have taken, like, an urban legend that's specific to India and made it into, like, you know, like a small town in India, you know, where there's this woman that comes in, but she's mysterious, and the residents of a small town, and they sort of, you know, see this, you know, it's like, it feels very sort of like a region or a town that you might be familiar with.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, that plays into Rajkumar Rao's small town sort of, you know, act, as well, right? So I think it works out pretty good. I like, literally, there's I could quote you lines from this trailer just because they're so memorable.
You've seen it
they're
that so... many times?
No, not even. They're just so memorable. Like that whole scene where he's trying to explain to his friends how the girl held his hand, said his name, and said, please.
Oh, and the guy didn't get it.
And the one guy's just like, you're lacking an emotion. Let me do it. You know, please. Yeah, and I'm just like, I'm dying. Like, I can literally, like, I can quote lines from this movie as if I watched this movie and I have these memorable lines in my head, which is not the case. So I'm excited for this movie. And August is looking like a pretty good month for Bollywood movies so far.
Yeah, I think August is traditionally always a good month anyway, because a lot of people try to get their releases around Independence Day, if not Independence Day. So there's always a few good movies that come out, and also because it's the last month of the summer school holidays, people can correct me if I'm wrong. So yeah, it's blockbuster season for Bollywood.
Awesome.
So yeah, right. Okay. Well, so I think we can call it a day. So, Shah, do you want to tell people how to find you?
Oh, that's right. You're doing this today. Right. Ugh.
Yes.
All right, fine.
I'm taking over. I've taken over your show today.
Yeah, you legit just did a takeover, so that's fine. That's I'll allow it. You can get me, you can get hold of me on Twitter. At the Shah Shahid. Yeah, get in touch with me. Tell me if this was better. Like, I need gossip feedback. Is this good? Was this a better Shah doing the gossip? Like, I went deep, okay?
Grumpy Shah.
Right.
Is Grumpy Shah nicer than normal Shah?
Wait, no, I don't... No, that's not... I don't want to open that door, because... No. It takes a lot out of me to be grumpy, okay? It's exhausting.
Well, you could just have more drinks, you know what I mean?
Right. But I feel like if I drink and talk about gossip, that'll just get me grumpier and angrier. Whereas I can drink and talk about like movies, and that'll just be like, I'll be more excited to talk about that. You know?
Okay,
so
yeah.
It works out.
Okay. Well, yeah. Open to feedback, people. Open to feedback. Right. Okay. So for more split screen. Oh my God. Split screen. Sorry. Oh God. I cannot host.
That's
your
it.
Show
You're not coming back next week.
The name properly. For more split screen podcasts, please subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify, or any other preferred podcasting app. If you like what you heard today, please leave us a review and a rating on Apple Podcasts, as it helps others find the show. Follow the podcast on Twitter at splitscreen_pod. See, I managed to find then just now. You can follow me on Twitter on @lipstickpatrol. That's patrol with an A. Until next time, this is Samarpita Datta for the Split Screen Podcast with Shah Shahid.
Bye. Because get it? That's usually what you do.
Yeah, that's usually me doing that.
Yeah. Okay, nailed it.